The World Health Organization has confirmed that deadly Ebola fever has broken out in the Republic of Congo, but health authorities are far more worried about another continuing epidemic 500 miles south in Angola. It's caused by the Marburg virus, a cousin of Ebola. NPR's Richard Knox explains the difference.
WHO has been working for 10 days to determine if the outbreak in the Congo is indeed Ebola. Now Dr. Adamu Yada of the WHO says it seems to be over. Yada spoke today by cell phone from Etumbe, deep in the Congolese rainforest.
The outbreak is under control. We need to be very prudent and vigilant, following all the contacts every day.
Yada says health workers are still watching 65 people because they had close contact with the 11 known victims of Ebola, 9 of whom have died. This is the third Ebola epidemic in that remote region of the Congo in the past 4 years. Yada says that's one reason why this epidemic is coming under control so fast. People have learned that Ebola is caused by a viral infection. Yada says that's clear from their reaction when a man with suspected Ebola appeared in one village and asked to stay.
They say, no, you cannot stay in the town. We don't want to be again infected by Ebola.
They really believe that disease is transmitted and it's not sorcery.
Dr. Pierre Fermonti is the WHO's chief expert on Ebola and Marburg, a closely related virus. He says the situation is very different in Wige, a city in northern Angola. Marburg virus has bedeviled Wige for many months now. The death toll has topped 330, with no end in sight. Fermonti says most people in Wige don't believe in viruses. They think Marburg is witchcraft.
So that's the big issue in Wige, is explaining to the people that the infection is transmitted through contact, is transmitted through reused syringe and needles, is transmitted through contact with dead bodies.
Fermonti says traditional healers in Wige often use dirty needles to inject magic elixirs against Marburg, and that may be the reason why 16 new cases have emerged in the past 2 weeks that health workers can't link to any known case. Richard Knox, NPR News.